I am Galen Bain from Kinsley, Kansas, for HPPR's Radio Reader Spring Read, commemorating the 100th year anniversary of World War I. I am covering Kirschbaum's book, Burning Beethoven, noting how fear rather than reason too frequently dictates how we respond to political and personal concerns. Prior to World War I, German immigrants to the United States established settlements to provide a sense of social and cultural identity. These immigrants came for religious, political, and vocational reasons. Maintaining their cultural traditions, including their native language, was critical, as these immigrants ultimately made worthy contributions in many areas, including education and religion. Many German immigrants, especially those connected with the Catholic and the Lutheran persuasions, settled in southwest Kansas, bringing special ethnic foods and civil government. These German settlements experienced, during World War I, negative repercussions when the United States ultimately joined the Allied forces of Great Britain, France, and Russia to counteract the attacks of Imperial Germany. Two factors propelled President Woodrow Wilson and the Congress to become ultimately a part of World War I: the sinking of the Lusitania in 1915 and the decoda of the Zimmermann Telegram. The Zimmermann report sent by the German government offered the Mexican government generous financial support if Mexico would seek to recover the lost territories of New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. With this proposal, the United States military would likely divert its interest from the situation in Europe to maintaining a stance north of the United States-Mexico border. Kirschbaum details how the United States' involvement in the European conflict with Germany affected the German settlements within the United States. Hysteria and fear became rampant, discriminating against the German people or anyone thought to be German-connected. The public in general lost sight of the difference between the German culture and the German people. The German people were stereotyped as traitors. The people who considered themselves natives to the United States, basically of English origin, sought to purify the country of any influence that could be considered German by such techniques as these: passing the Espionage Act, tar and feathering individuals, banning musical performances of German composers. The Kansas Board of Education promoted the expulsion of the German language from all schools, public or private. The powers that be tried to purify the language to achieve political correctness. Hamburger became Liberty Sandwich, and German measles became Liberty Measles. Purifying the culture destroys, perhaps for a limited time, those elements of society that elevate mankind to a spiritual height, the creative level. The music of such composers as Beethoven and Mozart elevates us to a higher level of being, promoting dignity, respect, and reverence for the creative talents. We destroy that higher essence too frequently when emotions overrule reason and fact. Will we as a society ever fully realize how our efforts to remain politically pure can be dangerous and deadly? Kirschbaum's answer is yes, if we learn the lessons from history. George Tantiana's maxim deserves consideration: those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. As we Americans in the 21st century deal with all aspects of immigration, let us remember that people, regardless of ethnicity, are human beings who have a culture that deserves understanding. For HPPR's Radio Readers, I'm Galen Bain from Kinsley, Kansas.